You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 181, Reach into the Unknown. Thank you for tuning in. Today, Spirit has a message about reaching into the unknown. At the time of the airing of this podcast, I am currently on my way to Egypt. I will be attending my level 2 training for quantum healing hypnosis in Cairo. We will be doing a lot of light work while we're there. According to David Wilcock, the Great Pyramid sits directly in the center of the earth. Check out Wisdom Teachings on Gaia with David Wilcock. David goes into the perfect geometry of the Great Pyramid and how it is placed mathematically in the center of the earth. And now Spirit is sending me there. So if you would like to stay up on my visit to Egypt, you can join me on our Instagram page. Just go to our website at awakenthehealing.com and you will see the link there to our Instagram page. And also on Instagram, it's Awaken the Healing. I will be making posts over the next 2 weeks while I'm there. I would also like to do some short interviews, so we'll see if we can post those on our Facebook page. I'm really looking forward to this trip. It's going to be amazing. So now, let's go deeper into what Spirit is telling us about reaching into the unknown. Why should we reach into the unknown? Spirit says because the unknown is where the answers to our prayers are born. But in order to get to the unknown, you must overcome your fears and step out on faith. That's the only way that you will be able to find your soul path. Your soul path is not something that you've already done or that you've already experienced. It's something that you can't even imagine. And when you find it, you will know exactly what I'm talking about. So how do you get there? You get there by reaching for the unknown, by moving into areas that you have no idea what awaits you. You have to get past your dark forest that is filled with your fears. And you also must have conquered your mountain, the one that keeps tripping you up. Then your soul path will be on the other side of all of that. Reaching for the unknown is not easy because it requires you to believe in yourself and to face your fears head on. Reaching for the unknown may even mean that you have to do it alone, leaving friendships and loved ones behind so that they can find their own path. You have to have courage to reach for the unknown. This is not an easy thing to do, and it requires that you have faith. Faith to know that you and all those you care about will be taken care of. You must know that everyone you love has angels standing by to help them on their journey too. They only need to call on them. And you must realize that you can't help anyone find their way if you haven't found yours. You must make it past the dark forest first. And it takes courage to do that. Reaching for the unknown means moving through darkness until you can see the light. Following that still small voice within you that guides you through the challenges in life. The more you listen to it, the stronger it gets. Then you begin to trust it more, because you begin to see that things actually work out when you do. Your spirit walk is something new. Everything about it is new. And it's going to take you into the unknown. You only need to trust and to move forward on your faith. Things may not always be clear as you take your first steps. But as time goes on, you will begin to see more clearly. In order to reach for the unknown, you have to be willing to let go of the known. The known is your safe prison, but the unknown is where growth and newness reside. We must continue to grow and expand. This is what the awakening is all about, an expansion of consciousness. Just trust that things are always working out for your highest good, and don't be afraid to move in a new direction. You may actually surprise yourself and find that you like your new life and the new way of being. Don't be afraid to move in new directions, because the answers to your prayers are wrapped in newness. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.